The feel-good start to your day.
This is Lee Faulkner.
It's Triple M Breakfast.
Yeah, g'day, I'm Lee Faulkner, and welcome to the Listener app and our catch-up podcast. Everything that you may have heard and want to hear again from our show over the last few days, as well as things that you may not have heard, and extended interviews and so forth. Coming up, we'll hear from Dave Gleeson of the Screaming Jets, heading to town for the Red Hot Summer Tour. We'll give you a little Friday foodies at a magnificent event at one of our great local venues. And we kick it off with our discussion in Topical Topics last week. And this was around comments made by the CEO of Kellogg standing in front of his mansion. And in a time where cost of living is at the forefront of everybody's minds, a lot of people were very surprised by the comments, but not everyone. Comments made by a CEO of a massive corporation, Kellogg's. This is almost, you know, Marie Antoinette stuff. Let them eat cake. Talking about those who can't afford to put dinner on the table, he said, well, why don't they just get themselves a box of cornflakes and have cereal for dinner? But Christine, I'm sure, you know, maybe when you're doing uni or something, as I did, a bowl of Cocoa Pops for dinner was sort of normal back in those days. But are they out of touch? Are these people making $10 million plus salaries out of touch with the real people?
Oh, I don't think he's out of touch. I think, number one, he wants to line his pockets, of course, but I think he's just bringing to the forefront of our minds the fact that we get to make the choices of what we eat, and we don't have to have a big, massive, expensive meal for dinner time. Like, I like Vegemite and toast for dinner. And I think these times are really tough, and we've got to, I suppose, get off this ego train of judgment of what we're eating, especially at home, and have a bowl of cereal. If you're struggling and you need to eat, just eat what is possible for you. Of course, it's not nice to hear that from a very, very, very rich man.
He was standing in front of his mansion.
Yeah, that's tough.
He was literally doing the press conference from in front of his mansion, and then suggested that people like us should just eat cereal for dinner because you can't afford real food.
It's not his job to give us his money, but it would be nice if he didn't stand in front of his mansion and tell us, okay, you poor people, eat some cereal.
Okay, Alison?
Cereal's not that cheap, FYI.
Well, it's not, is it? I've got kids that buy those big boxes of everything and they go through three of them a week.
My kids on school holidays and they're like 18, 15, and this is still the rule. Yeah. Well, my 9-year-old grandson's with us now, but like, honestly, a box of Cocoa Pops is too expensive, and if they're half price on school holidays, you can have them. So I don't know what this mansion man's talking about, because there are a lot of healthier options in a Woolies that you can afford.
Yep.
Other than cereal, it's not actually a cheap option. It's a really expensive box of rubbish.
As I found out the last school holidays, because we'd gone down to Brisbane, and there was a little shop down the road that sold a lot of things out of America. And my kids spotted a box of Lucky Charms. Many people might have seen that in the comics and whatever. So they come back, you know, can we buy the Lucky? Yep, no worries at all, I said, because it's a box of cereal. Came back and I said, oh, great, how much was the cereal? $15.99.
Yeah.
My goodness.
$15.99 for a little tiny box of cereal.
That's crazy.
It wasn't even the big box. Oh, dear, oh, dear. So, yeah, I don't know what this bloke's talking about. Obviously, he's not feeding his kids cereal.
We just don't buy Kellogg's.
That's right.
Home brand all the way.
It's one of our most unique venues, and it's no longer open to the public all the time. So when you get a chance to go to Preston Peak Winery, you probably should take it up. The views and the food and the wine, all spectacular. And in Friday Foodies, we found out from Kristen O'Brien of Dine Darling Downs about a great event coming up where you can check it all out for yourself.
Well, look, this is definitely one to save the date for. Jazz and Shiraz at stunning Preston Peak Winery. It's coming up soon, Lee, Sunday, March 17th, and it's a fantastic day out.
Yeah, it looks, I mean, it's just such a beautiful spot there. There's no doubt about it.
Isn't it?
The unique thing is that it's not regularly open to the public, this winery. It's a magnificent wedding venue, as many of you know. And occasionally throughout the year, Rick and the team, they host these boutique events at Preston Peak. And, well, we get to enjoy them. Beautiful venue and, of course, great food and wine as well. All for just a $10 admission fee, I might add.
Yeah, it's only $10 entry fee. I think that's fantastic. I would pay that just to look at the view.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful up there. But then it's $10 entry fee. And then, of course, you can purchase the wine and food to suit your mood on the day. The Preston chefs, they're some of the best in the business. We all know that. And they've got some delicious eats prepared for everyone for Jazz and Shiraz this year.
Yeah, they'll even have wood-fired pizzas on offer. Who doesn't love a wood-fired pizza? There's entertainment with the smooth sounds of jazz by the Stephen Henry Quartet. What a way to spend a great afternoon. They're fantastic. Sunday, March 17, pizza, wine, views to the Lockyer Valley, Preston Peak Winery and the Stephen Henry Quartet. Sounds good.
I know. It sounds perfect, doesn't it? Entry to Jazz and Shiraz is just $10 per person. The event kicks off at around 11 a.m. and it runs through to 4 p.m, Lee, so it's a nice afternoon out there. They do have some great packages also that includes a cheese platter for two and a bottle of wine, so you can pre-order these online. Find out more by visiting Preston Peak Functions Facebook page, or you can find all the links on our Dine Dulling Down social media pages this morning too.
Last Friday saw the return of the Smelly Boot and, well, over the off-season, nothing has changed.
G'day, guys, and I've been talking to a mate of mine over in Las Vegas, and they said that there was a little short Ipswich man in a blue T-shirt's been seen in every casino all over the place, but he's not allowed at any of the rides on Disneyland.
He's not tall enough.
Absolutely.
That's the problem. And Paul Solid Reedy, K&R Plumbing Supplies of the Western Clydesdales. G'day, mate.
Yeah, g'day, mate. It's absolutely beautiful weather over here in Las Vegas. Really enjoying it. Can't wait to be at the game on behalf of Smelly Boot. I'll send you my bill and invoice for my travel very shortly.
Why doesn't that surprise me at all? If there was ever going to be anyone on the junket, dead set, straight from the corporate box at Allegiant Stadium, it is our man Solid, that is for sure. And with all the action for the first couple of games of the NRL in Las Vegas, we caught up with our man Dobbo, who was on the ground and heading back home after what was a very big weekend.
Oh, good morning, Lee. Good morning on the Darling Downs and Toowoomba. What a weekend. How good was it for rugby league to be at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas? If ever there was a better advertisement, I don't know what it was. It was a magical, magical experience, and I hope it looked good to everybody back over in Australia because it was phenomenal to be there.
Yeah, well, it certainly did. It did look a spectacle. The stadium looked absolutely amazing. 40,000 punters turning up, people milling around outside wanting to know what was going on, and I think we've definitely made a little indentation there in the American culture with our great game.
I definitely think so. If not, we're going to get more Australians. It had that magic ground. Now, I know how much you love magic ground, but there was a lot of that magic ground feel, Lee. It is absolutely locked in for the next 5 years in Las Vegas, and it was really well received. It's only going to get better. Remember, there was 40,000 people there last night. The atmosphere felt unbelievable. We had two really good games of football. It was obviously marred by the racial slur in the Roosters game, but as a spectacle, as an event, it was bloody awesome. Like, and Peter Volandis and Andrew Abdo need to be congratulated. What they did and the work that they put in, we went to Fremont Street on the Thursday night for the launch. There's 5,000 people there. No one has ever seen Fremont Street like that. Las Vegas was alive with rugby league. And if not, it's just brand recognition. It's unbelievable that our game was actually in Allegiant Stadium last night. It was a phenomenal, phenomenal event.
And it's not always our personalities here on Triple M that give us the best stories. In fact, listener Lindsay rang in when we asked, where have you been spotted? And told us the most extraordinary tale.
Now, I live out at Mill Merrin, but I grew up in Sydney. And anyway, next door to me, there's a car park and then the surgery, like the medical centre. Anyway, I developed diabetes, so you have to go and have your feet manicured,
yes,
right? So anyway, I go there and I get my feet manicured by this lady. She's about 56. I was about 66 then. Anyway, yeah, just talking. Anyway, next time I went back, I said to her, would you like to go out? And she had a mask on because she was seeing in my feet, this is at the end of it. I said, would you like to go and see a show or something? And she looked me right in the eye and took the mask off. She said, I've already been out with you.
What?
And I went, I beg your pardon? I said, don't think so. She said, oh, your name is Lindsay House and you're born in 1952. You were a builder in Sydney. You got a brother, Robert and Richard. I went, yeah. She said, we've got a baby.
What?
I went, what? She said, and I said, what's your name? She said, Catherine. I won't tell her the second name. I said, Catherine so-and-so. She said, yeah, that's me. I couldn't believe it. It was a girl that I was taking out when I was about 20-year-old, and she got pregnant, never told me, went back to New Zealand, had the baby, and she had a practice in Derby, and she used to come over here. This is next door to my house. Like, of all the places in the world to live, moving from Sydney as a young kid, I've been to see my daughter since, got two little grandkids with her, and she's 42 now. And next door to my house, I ran into a woman that I got pregnant when I was a kid.
Ashley found us on the money map and picked up $500 cash thanks to B&W Automotive, and that meant that producer Rob needed to explain the clues.
First clue was horse.
Mm-hmm.
This is a nice, easy one. This is for the Gatton race course.
Okay.
They do a lot of horse racing down in Gatton. So,
nice and easy there for the race course. So clue number two.
This was not easy. This is canine.
Yes.
This is for the Gatton Dental, because canine is a type of teeth that you have in your
dog,
mouth.
Oh, not dog, but canine as in the canine chompers.
Yep.
Okay, part of Gatton Dental, number three.
Number three, it was fight.
Yeah.
So in 2023, the Gatton Fight Night took place, a boxing event held at the Gatton Shire Hall.
Nice, okay. Number four?
Number four was signal. Mm-hmm. This is as in train signals, because there's a big train line that goes down through Gatton and the Lockyer Valley there, but through Gatton.
Okay. Number five?
Number five was paper.
Mm-hmm.
So this is for the Warrego Highway. So Warrego Highway is also known as Highway A2, and A2 is a type of paper. It's a really big one that's not, you don't get very much of it. It's like your poster size.
It's a large one. Yeah. It's a large one. It's double the size of the A4. Number seven?
The next one, holes.
Mm-hmm.
So this is nice and easy. This is for the Gatton Jubilee Golf Course. That's golf holes.
18 holes.
Yep.
Number eight?
Number eight is flight. So not fight, flight now. The Gatton Air Park.
Ah, okay.
So a little airspace down there.
Yeah. Number nine?
Number nine is reptile. So this is for a little local business down there called Echo's Lizard Land. It's a small reptile breeding business based in Gatton.
Number 10?
Number 10 is, hang on, I can't read what the photo says here. Charles. I took a photo of all my notes because I didn't want to bring all my stuff into the studio.
That's great. All right. It's Charles. Now, what did that mean, Charles?
This is for the Royal Hotel.
The Royal Hotel.
Obviously, Charles is your royalty.
Very good. Number 11.
Number 11 is oyster.
Yes.
This is a bit of a trickier one. This is as in oyster.
What, trickier than all this other?
It depends on what you know. So okay. This is oyster pearls. So
yeah.
There's a little cafe down there called called JJ's Kitchen.
Yeah.
So it's a place that specifically does like bubble tea. And fried chicken. And the bubble tea, the little things that you get at the bottom of the bubble tea are called pearls.
Yes.
So oyster pearls.
Wow. Wow-wee. Okay, I see what you mean. Number 12.
Number 12 was diamond. So this is another one for the Jubilee Golf Course, Diamond Jubilee.
Very nice. And number 13.
Number 13 was casino. So there's a Domino's Pizza in Gatton.
Mm-hmm.
And some casinos in Las Vegas, there's a new game that's popping up called Dominoes. It's a card game called Dominoes. And so, yeah, playing the casino. Pizza.
Done.
Yeah, there you go.
And somehow Ashley put all that together.
There was one more. I think one of us might have miscounted.
Right. You. Yeah, so clue number 14 then.
Maybe all 14.
Dear.
I mean, really. It was Celestial. So this is the last one. The one
that's right.
This is for the Gatton.
So what did that have to do with it?
It's for the Gatton Star, which is the old newspaper
that
they had.
That's right, the old newspaper.
It's online only now, but back before 2020, they had the print version. And yeah, a star is a celestial body, so celestial.
Fantastic. There you go. 13, 14 clues, somewhere thereabouts.
Yeah, it's hard to keep track.
A couple of those. And now you know what the clues mean. And each time we have a winner, we will get Robbie to do this again with the clues, and it'll be right here on our weekly catch-up podcast on your listener app every Wednesday. Thank you, Robbie.
No worries.
And to wrap things up this week in our catch-up podcast, I caught up with Aussie rocker and Triple M alum Dave Gleeson ahead of the Red Hot Summer Tour coming to town on the 9th of March.
G'day, Louis. How are you, mate?
Well, we are spoiled because not only are we getting that raft of incredible artists joining us, but you're coming back with the Jets again, having been here recently on the 19th of January there at the Blank Space.
Yes, mate, we love Toowoomba. It's, we had a great gig, actually. It was sold out, hot as an oven, but yes, the sweat was pouring off me. But it was good because it was kind of, you know, trying to get rid of the guts that I'd accumulated over Christmas, you know.
Oh, out, I know, baby. I can relate. 100%. Mate, what a lineup. How does this differ for you guys when it comes to, you know, doing your own show there at the Blank Space and you're filling, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours with just all your stuff? Then you've got a certain amount of time that you can be on stage, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. You've really got to nut it down to just a few songs that you think or know the crowd is going to react to, yeah?
Yes, that's right. It's like the hour of power. We just get out there and smash it all out. But it's unreal. That's what everyone does. So it's, that's why everyone loves these Red Hot Summers, I reckon.
And, yeah.
I mean, there's a bit of nostalgia in that, but all the acts that are on these bills, we're all still on the road, still on tour, you know, pulling crowds, bringing out new albums and stuff. So it's just a great place to see for everyone to see their favourite bands do their favourite songs.
You have been to the Red Hot Summer Tour here previously up front of the Angels. How's it going to go for you sitting in the wings prior to you coming on and watching somebody else doing those songs?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, I watched Doc do them for many, many years. I was obviously a huge fan, but yeah. Nick, I'll be interested to see. I haven't seen Nick up front of the Angels yet, so... I'll be there giving my full support. I obviously love the boys, and hopefully they go off like a frog in a sock.
I'm sure they will. What about our international artists? If you had a chance to work alongside or with the likes of Cheap Trick or Susie Quattro before?
Yeah, well, we've done a bunch of tours with Susie Quattro on the Red Hot Summer, and then she found out that we're born on the same day.
Oh, get out.
Albeit, like, 19 years apart, yeah, obviously. but when she found that out, she invited me up, and pretty well ever since that time, about 4 or 5 years ago, every time she's doing Stumbling In, I get up and do that with her. I feel like, pardon me, the Chris Norman part.
Oh, how good's that?
Oh, it's mad. It's unreal. It's like an absolute highlight of my life. Leather Tuscadero, no less.
Oh, exactly. Well, you know, I was on stage on Saturday night with Henry Winkler here in town. The Fonz.
Awesome. He's got a book. Yeah,
he's doing the book tour, so he comes to town here, so I'm up there doing a Q&A with him. And I spoke to him about Susie Quattro and the whole Pinky and Leather Tuscadero episodes. And, wonderful memories all around for all of us.
Oh, fantastic. Now, I love Henry Winkler. And Cheap Trick, we toured with him in 2015,
okay,
did Australia and New Zealand with the Angels. And that was fantastic. They actually took us out to dinner on Good Friday. There was only one restaurant open, and they took the Angels out to dinner and shouted us a feed, which was lovely of the boys, because the Angels and Cheap Trick go back a long way. They've known each other since the 80s. So
yes,
it was a bit of a catch-up for John and Rick.
Oh, mate, absolutely fantastic. What a wonderful memory. What a night that would have been for the other punters in the joint here. There's the Angels and Cheap Trick in a restaurant when you walk in. You wouldn't be expecting that, but how sensational. And then, of course, we've got, you know, the guys, Chocolate Starfish and Baby Animals on there as well. And it is it's such a great lineup. How are you finding the reception jumping back? I mean, I know you've always sort of been doing other things with the Jets throughout your time with the Angels, but how are you finding the crowd sort of receiving the latest Jets album?
Oh, mate, they're loving it. It's been fantastic. We bought it out in October, sadly a month after our dear man passed away, Paulie, our bass player and songwriter. And there was a great reaction to it when it first came out. And then last week, it was back in the Australian Independent Radio chart. So very heartening to know that people are not only listening to it, liking it, but going out and buying it. That's the big one, mate.
Well, get out there and get a copy of that, Professional Misconduct Untied. It's an absolute cracking album. What about backstage these days? When you look at a tour like this, I can only imagine that if this had been happening in 1984 instead of 2024, might have been a little bit different backstage, yeah?
Yeah, it might have been a little bit different. But look, we're all good friends with every band on the show. So we you get out there, do your 40-minute set, and then hang around and watch the other bands, have a couple of drinks, maybe a fireball or two, responsibly, obviously. It's a really enjoyable day because, as you're saying earlier, it's not like the show rests on our shoulders. We get out there, go nuts, and then come and enjoy the rest of the backstage festivities.
Yeah, mate. And the wonderful thing is you're part of our Triple M family here as well. Triple M Nights with Dave Gleeson is right here on our radio station, weeknights from 7 o'clock. You're loving that?
Oh, mate, absolutely loving it. I've kicked off the year with a couple of big interviews, Slash and Brendan B. Brown from Wheatus came in to say g'day the other day, which was fantastic. So, oh, mate, I love it. I just love playing songs and telling the stories and of course, interviewing the big guys.
Oh, the chat you did with Peter Garrett at the end of last year, just brilliant, and all there available in our podcast. That was a cracker. Talking about a solo album, all sorts of things. All of that's available on our listener app for you to download at any time and have a listen to and tune in 7 o'clock weeknights for your fix of Gleeson, but get around the Red Hot Summer Tour, get some tickets, and you'll see him do what he does absolutely best, and that is rock a massive crowd, and there'll be a massive crowd there on the night, mate. So from the 200 or 300 there at the blank space to what'll be about 6,000 people out there
at
Coins Park, mate. We just love you being in town, and I can't thank you enough for the time you give us here on the show. We really appreciate it.
No worries, mate. Always my pleasure.
Well, that is our catch-up podcast for this week. Hope you've enjoyed reliving some moments, maybe hearing the full and unedited interviews with Dave Gleeson and others. And we'll do it all again next Wednesday right here on the Listener app.